You should know the phrase already. Come hell or high water. Come hell or high water. So there, last night, after 12 o'clock midnight, this is the word God gave me for this house. So this is not like an already prefabricated message, which is okay, but it wasn't that. I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me about this family, this tribe, those that are online, those in this auditorium, a specific word for this house. So I'm going to relay it and see if you receive it. If you learn to shake things off, if the fire of the Holy Spirit inside of you has officially made you and your family a snake-free zone, if you permit God to convert your trauma into a testimony, let me repeat that. When you let God change your trauma into a testimony, you will conquer new territories. Then here's the word of the Lord for you. Here it is. Here's what God gave me last night. Get ready. Prepárate. Get ready for unprecedented healing, for unbridled provision, and for unstoppable favor. I'm going to repeat that. Get ready for unprecedented healing, for unbridled provision, and unstoppable favor. If you received that already, give them the kind of praise that lets them know you're all in. Let's make it legal with the word of God. Acts chapter 28, the rest of the story. Then all the other sick people on the island came and were healed. All of them were healed. As a result, we were showered with honors, and when the time came to sail, the people supplied us with everything we would need for the trip. Somebody say everything. When we arrived in Rome, Paul was permitted to have his own private lodging, though he was guarded by a soldier. The Romans tried me and wanted to release me, verse 18, because they found no cause for the death sentence. But when the Jewish leaders protested, I felt it necessary to appeal to Caesar. Verse 21, they replied, "We have no letters from Judea or reports against you from anyone who has come here." In other words, we can't find the paperwork to convict you. We can't find the paperwork. You traveled here in an appeal process, and now the paperwork that accused you cannot be found. For the next 2 years, verse 30, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense. He welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the last sentence of this narrative. No one tried to stop him. Somebody say, I'm on my way to Rome. On your way to Rome, get ready to see healings like never before. I'm going to repeat that for somebody here. On your way to Rome, get ready to see healings like never before. Healing is here. Healing is here. The other sick people on the island, not some, everyone was healed. Everyone. Not some of the people who were sick, but everyone. I don't know about you, but I still believe that there is power in the name of Jesus. I still believe there is salvation in the name of Jesus. I still believe there is deliverance in the name of Jesus. And I definitely, likewise, believe there is still healing in the name of Jesus. It may be 2024 and we have artificial intelligence and we have ChatGPT and we have so many things happening around the world. In light of all that context, there is still healing in the name of Jesus. There is a great debate in Christendom, exacerbated, elevated, the great chasm via the conduit of social media. There's a great debate even in the Christian community whether or not healings are still applicable today. There are churches that used to believe in healing that no longer believe in healing. And there is a debate with the millennials and Generation Z, committed, some of them, not all, to deconstructionism, looking at the faith, believing that healing ended with the New Testament. What they need to do is come to Maui. Because I believe there are some people in this auditorium that can bear witness, not because they read about it or heard about it. There are people in this auditorium who can attest in a court of law that Jesus healed you. Anyone here byproduct of a healing touch? Anyone here not feel or hope or think, but you know that Jesus is the healer? Anyone receive that Jehovah Rapha reality in your lives and in your bodies? Jesus is the healer. Your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Isaiah 58, verse 8. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, that we may be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. We are healed. We are healed. God never changes. There's healing. Raise your hand like this. I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me. We're about to experience, because we learned to shake things off, and we're on our way to Rome. Rome is that prophetic metaphor for the fulfillment of God's assignment for our respective lives. To fill the earth with the glory of Jesus through all of your actions, words, deeds, and thoughts. That's your Rome. But with your hands like this, let me tell you what the Lord gave me. We're about to step into a season of unprecedented healings. What does that mean? Physical healing is yours. How many believe that? I'm going to do that one more time. Physical healing is yours. Diabetes comes to an end right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heart disease comes to an end right here, right now. Every cancerous cell shrivels up and dies in the mighty authoritative name of Jesus. Back issues come to an end right here, right now. Autoimmune disease come to an end right here, right now. If you believe that there is still healing power in the name of Jesus, shout like your healing's already here. Physical healing in you and in your family members and the people. Mental healing. Somebody say mental healing. He heals your mind. Depression, anxiety, fear come to an end right here. Financial healing. I said financial healing. I said financial healing. The enemy's objective is to keep you financially in perpetual debt, impoverished, because if you have the resources, the enemy understands you will advance the kingdom of heaven here on earth, and you will become the greatest blessing to everyone you know. So in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by the authority of God's word that financial healing is yours in 2024. Somebody receive that.
Who are we? We are a church. We are a community of Christ followers. We are disciples and disciple makers. Who are we? We are societal architects, cultural reformers. We are atmosphere shifters and atmosphere creators. Who are we? We are worshipers in spirit and in truth. We are the light of the world. We are a city on a hill. We are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. We are world changers and we are history makers. We are the answer to the problem of relativism and deconstructionism, of chaos and anarchy. Who are we? We are God's children. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-based, spirit-empowered, multi-ethnic, multi-generational community, passionate about the gospel of Christ. We're wired, but we're not weird. We are passionate. We're definitely not complacent. Who are we? We are New Season, fully committed in the name of Jesus to doing nothing less than changing the world.
We don't leave. We stand. Relational healing is yours. Your family, your familia, your ohana, your relationships healed. I like that. Spiritual healing is yours. Healed from spiritual injuries, from spiritual trauma, from church hurt. Praise the Lord, my soul. Do not forget all his benefits. Who forgives all of your sins and heals some of your diseases. The majority of your diseases. He heals all of your. I've been healed. And physically, I've had nothing major, but God took care of me divinely. But even the little things I had, one time I was told that when I was about 20, I was already preaching for 4 years. And when I was 20, the doctor did a CAT scan, and I had massive migraine headaches. And the doctor, not knowing I was 20, not knowing what I did, I was a student at Penn State University, and I was preaching. And they did a CAT scan. Doctor comes back and says, "Well, let me tell you what's going up. In the back right here of your brain, the reason you have these pains is because your vein is a bit smaller than everyone else's. So the blood coming to your brain," he said, "it's not going to do anything. You're going to live out your lifespan." He goes, "The only thing is, just be careful ever getting excited." She told the Puerto Rican Pentecostal preacher not to get excited. But again, not knowing what I did. So this is, and she could bear witness to this. Obviously I went like, what do I do? This is my calling. You know, this is what I do. And I'm 20 years old, and there was a television program of a prominent name, whose name you would mention for ethical purposes. I won't reference it, but a name everybody here would mention. And I'm 20, and this guy's on television. And on television, he starts saying, stops the program and says, there's a young man from Pennsylvania who is a preacher who has something back here. The Lord says, you're healed right here, right now. Went back to the doctor, completely healed, never to have an issue ever again. But that wasn't my biggest healing. My biggest healing took place right about 2006. I was advising President George W. Bush back then. And it was the beginning of my presidential advisory days that only came because God gave me a word when I was 12 to 13 years of age. And I'm fulfilling my God-ordained assignment on my way to Rome. All hell broke out against me. And I mean all hell. And so it wasn't just one snake. It was a snake, the snake's cousin, auntie, neighbor, the whole gang, the whole neighborhood just went, whoa! So I was overwhelmed. Full disclosure, I was miserable. The pressure was so intense, and at that time I was so immature, I couldn't handle the pressure. I didn't know how to balance it. I let it get to me in such a way that I became miserable. So I got to the point, I looked at my wife, and she's driving me to Sacramento Airport. I'm en route to South Carolina for a conference. And I look at her, and we're arguing in the car. And in the car, I am telling her, I want you to look at me. I've come to the complete inevitable conclusion that I will never be happy. I'm not denying God or the purpose. I'm going to fulfill my calling, but I'm going to be miserable doing it. Matter of fact, if I'm going to fake it, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to fake it for you. I'm going to fake I'm happy for my kids. And I'm so creative, I'm going to fake happy even to myself. But I know in my heart of hearts that I will never be happy. I looked at her and said, look at me. I'm never going to be happy. Say it. You're never going to be happy. She said, I refuse to say that. I go, no. No happy. No happy. The word happy, 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 happy will never come out. I will never be happy. Happiness will avoid me. For whatever reason, this is the cross I have to bear. I could never be happy. I'll be a miserable preacher. And that's it. Never to be happy. Say it with me. She went, no. And then she started crying. And then she started crying in Spanish. With an accent, couldn't understand it. And so there it is. And so she drops me off, Sacramento Airport. I'm getting off. Look at me. I'm never going to be happy. She says, no, I'm going to pray for you, for God to speak to you. I go, I'm never going to be happy. I'm never going to be happy. I'm never going to be happy. I closed the door and went into my flight. I arrived in South Carolina. I ministered for 3 days. Sunday comes around, Sunday afternoon, my last impartation, River of Life Church, Columbia, South Carolina, Pastor Sam Schneider. I give you all the data. And I preached there, and this is before Google, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. And so I preached there. I'm wrapping up. Sam looks at me and says, hey, Sam. And Sam, you will get a bite to eat? Let's get a bite to eat. I have to catch my flight, Sam. So let's go. We're about to catch a flight, you know, to come to eat, maybe at Ryan's or something in Columbia, South Carolina. So we're about to get a bite to eat. All of a sudden, this lady comes up here talking to an usher. Sam brings the lady over, and the lady comes over, and the lady says, oh, I got you. And I'm going like, okay. This is after the service, after the whole altar call and everything. I'm going like, she goes, I was looking for you. I go like, I'm here. She goes, Samuel Rodriguez. I go, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah. whoa. She goes, I've been looking for you. I go, okay. She goes, 2:30 in the morning, God woke me up and said, give a word for Samuel Rodriguez. I'm not from here. I'm from North Carolina. My pastor is Rick Joyner, blah, blah, blah. Gave me a whole story. I'm part of the elders. I'm one of the elders. And I go like, okay. She goes, I didn't listen to your preaching. I just got here right now. I go like, okay. She goes, I have a word for you. And I go like, okay. She goes, listen, I had to go through, the Lord said, Samuel Rodriguez, Colombia. Now, this is before Google and all that. She went, so I went to the World Wide Web. And I looked for church conferences looking for your name to pop up. And after I went through all these churches, I finally found this church because the Lord said, Sammy Rodriguez, by name. So I came here and I finally found you. And I drove 2.5 hours to get here. I go, okay. Now, I'm already thinking she's off the rails. And she looks at me and says, okay, I have a word from you from heaven. And I'm going like, okay. She goes, I want you to know that I'm not crazy. Anyone ever approaches you with the phrase, I want you to know I'm not crazy, that is a good sign that that person is probably crazy. She goes, I'm not crazy. And I go like, off the bat, I'm more than an agnostic now. I'm going like, who permitted her to get here to me, right? So I'm going like, okay, ma'am. I'm walking away. She goes, I have a word for you, and I promise you I'm not crazy. I get that. I'm an elder in the church. You can call up my pastor. I'm not crazy. I go, okay, you're going to have to give me. Listen, she goes, I promise you, ma'am, give me the word. But she goes, I've never given a word like this before. I go like, yeah, okay. Well, God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. She goes, no. Here's the word, but I'm not crazy. I go, will you give me, I have to leave, ma'am. I really do have to leave. Now, I'm getting flustered. I'm going like, guys, stop this, right? She goes, here's the word. I've never given this. I go, please, give me the word. She goes, okay. The Lord says, Samuel, the Lord says, happy, 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 happy. Happy, happy. Don't tell me God doesn't answer prayers. Don't tell me God will not respond. I'm preaching to somebody in this place right now. I'm here to tell you, get ready to be healed, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. Get ready to be happy, 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 happy. Is this for anybody in this place? I fell on my face. It changed our lives. Right there, I fell on my face. Back then, 2006, there was a Nextel phone with a little walkie-talkie on the side. Y'all remember? Like, you could call and go like, beep, 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 beep. And I went down and I went, beep, 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 beep. And I beep, 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 beeped her. And I went, you're not going to believe this. Happy, 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 happy. Very just specific. I'm here to tell you God has the power to turn it around. God has the power to heal every aspect of your life. Let me just speak right now by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If there was a lack of joy, if there was a lack of peace, of tranquility, I need you and your family to be inundated with the joy of the Lord like never before. 2024, God's going to restore your joy, restore your peace. I'm preaching to somebody. You are about to see that morning change and convert it into dancing. And the ashes are about to be replaced with a garment of praise. Are you ready to experience joy like you've never been? Anyone here ready for the joy of the Lord like you've never ever experienced before? Somebody shout, happy, 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 happy. On your way to Rome, God will provide you for what you need for the journey. As a result, not only everyone was healed, the next thing that happened, people showered us with honors. When the time came to sail, they supplied us with everything we would need for the trip. God will provide your needs. I said, God will provide your needs. How many believe this will be the year of unbridled provision? How many need this to be the year of unbridled provision? Matter of fact, let's go beyond that. Philippians 4:19, he will provide all of your needs according to his riches which are in. 2 Corinthians 9:8, he will generously provide everything you need. But not just that, he says. You will have enough overflow where you will have leftovers where you will share with others. Anybody here ready to go from overwhelmed to overflow? 2024 will be for you and your house, you and your calling, you and your family, you and your ministry, the year that every need will be met, but likewise, you will experience the overflow from heaven where your cup will run over. Praise if it's your word. Somebody say overflow. Overflow. When you get to Rome, you have unstoppable favor. They replied, "We have no letters from Judea or reports against you from anyone." He stayed for 2 years preaching, and no one tried to stop him. When Paul got to Rome, they couldn't find the paperwork. When Paul got to Rome, the accusation fell apart. The enemy intended for harm, God turned it around in his favor and his preaching and his ministry. He turned it around. He turned everything around. He got to Rome, and he became an unstoppable preacher of the gospel. Unstoppable. Somebody say unstoppable. 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 Whatever storm you've been through, whatever shipwreck you've experienced, all the snakes you had to shake off, if you permit that fire, that Holy Spirit fire, to infiltrate and inundate every aspect of your life where your life becomes a snake-free zone. If you permit God to change your trauma into a testimony, where you permit God to use what you went through to heal the people around you, then I promise you this word is for you. You're about to experience healing like never before. Not just in you, but in the people around you. How about this? And through you. Your life is about to become a God. You're about to see God use your life to heal people, to heal even people you know and people you don't know. You're going to become a conduit for the supernatural, and divine provision is yours. The vision God gave you, he's going to provide the resources to make that vision a reality. I'm going to prophesy to somebody right now, you're on your way to Rome, and this year you will see God provide everything you need in order for you and your family. You are on your way to Rome. I'm going to say it. And this will be the year that God provides everything you need to fulfill your... Come on, if this is your word, shout like it's your word. This is the year.
This is Pastor Sam Rodriguez. What if I tell you, you and your family are stepping into a season of fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine? Listen carefully. If the enemy has been attacking your mind recently, there's a reason for that. If he's been attacking your health recently, there's a reason for that. If the enemy has been targeting your finances, your relationships, your calling, your purpose, your mantle, there's a reason for that. What if I tell you the very same areas the enemy has been attacking will be the very same areas that God is about to bless and use for his glory? The very areas recently under attack will experience, watch this, fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine, all biblically substantiated. The anointing is the Holy Spirit, 1 John 2:27. God's about to do something new in you, with you, for you, and through you for the glory of his name. David was anointed three different times. You're about to receive a new anointing that will enable you to slay the giants of your generation, to bring back the glory of God into every circumstance in your life, and to give him all of the glory. Fresh oil is coming your way. Fresh oil is coming your way. The oil for your lamp, the oil for your jars, the anointing to be able to show the world that Christ is everything in your life. But not just fresh oil, there's holy fire coming your way. Now you may say, Pastor Sam, I received the word about fresh oil, but I don't want God's fire. Yes, you do. God's fire, Matthew 3:11, Acts 2:3, Hebrews, that fire is not a punitive fire. It is a sanctifying fire. It is a purifying fire. It is a fire that prepares you, a fire that preserves you, and a fire that promotes you. You heard me correctly. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God will save you from the fire. He will save you in the fire, and he will save you with the fire. That fire is coming your way. This is not a fire that will punish you. It will literally catapult you into the next season. It is a fire where God will remove from inside of you and from around you everything that will serve as a deterrent to the fulfillment of his purpose in your life. Somebody say, holy fire, holy fire. Listen to me carefully. Remember Acts 28? The Apostle Paul, a snake bit him, came out of the brushwood. When that snake hit the fire, it jumped out. And then Paul shook it off and put it back into the fire. I declare there's holy fire in your house, because holy fire means your house, your mind, your relationship going forward is a snake-free zone. Did you hear me? Because of God's holy fire, your mind, body, soul, and spirit, your children and your children's children, your family, your calling, your purpose, your ministry is nothing other than a snake-free zone. And then what else is coming your way? New wine. New wine is a new joy, a new infusion of God's shalom. Amos 9:13 says, I look up, wherever I see wine being poured down coming my way. The sower and the reaper taking over one another, blessings that I can't count. There is new wine coming your way. I wrote this book to capture this prophetic message for you and your family, all biblically substantiated for such a time as this. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. Receive this message. I want you to go right now online. Go on Amazon. Purchase this book today with its corresponding study guide. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. This prophetic mandate will shift your life forevermore. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. If this is what you believe God for you and your family, purchase this book today. Buy it right now. And let's do one thing together with fresh oil, with holy fire, with new wine. Let's go change the world.